Hello and welcome to this exploring session of Lucidus and Dubius, a fragmentary, or at least not fully extant, hell of a lot of it's here, debate play from somewhere in the middle of the 15th century. It's one of two debates known as the Winchester Dialogues, and there is always a little bit of a question as to whether it's a play or not. Just because it's written out as dialogue doesn't automatically mean it was designed to be staged. But I think we found in our read-through that it is dynamic enough to work on stage, so, as the old saying goes, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. It's a dialogue in the truest sense, as there are only two speakers, Lucidus and Dubius, of the title. It's a sod to find as a text, the only printed edition is basically impossible to get your hands on, and there's only one good online version that I've found, which links can be found in the show notes to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into the text. This was workshopped with Beyond Shakespeare irregular Alan Scott in 2019. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton, and this is Lucidus and Dubius by author unknown. So this is Lucidus and Dubius, and Dubius is a bit of a pun slash logical nominative determinism here, and it's a sort of teacher-pupil kind of setup, I think. It is in this sort of borderline question mark of whether this is actually designed to be a play. There is a little bit that looks like audience interaction. It's a disputation. And dialogue form as a way of putting argument in printed text is a thing.
Right.
And in fact, I have another example which we might, if we have time, we'll get onto, which is very short. It's only a couple of pages long, which is does almost exactly the same sort of thing, but is clearly just designed as an exercise. Right.
I'm just trying to decrypt the Latin at the top. Interrogo patres tuas et dissent tibi.
Well, I did Google
an interrogation of the father. Yeah, as far as I get.
Yeah, so I think it's not so much the far. It depends whether it's following on as a precedent for the first line.
Right.
Is it talking about the foremost father, as in God, or whether this is because Lucidus is a father figure, an elder figure to Dubius.
Right. So basically, Lucidus is teacher or elder.
Mm.
Dubious is youngster oblique pupil.
Yes, I think that is what's going on.
Yeah.
Again, there's an element of finding out as we go along. So I'm going to be Dubious because I think that's the younger person. And Lucidus is. So I think again we're going with a semi pun here. If you're the lucid, you're the knowledgeable one.
Expositor.
Yeah.
Expositor.
Well, just the knowledgeable one.
I'll put my teeth in before we go any further.
Yes. So it's about 5,000 words long, approximately. So it's not short. That's, performed, that could be a good 45 minutes long.
Yeah, right.
So we'd probably just about get through it today. I'll warn you about hem. There's a lot of hems, and hem, H-E-M, could be them or him. I think 99% of the time it's them. But I've deliberately not left it most of the time because I'm not sure. So, I mean, the sound is close enough to either that it should flow. I don't think it's complete. I mean, I think this is down as a fragmentary text, but it might be effectively all here.
It looks like the
beginning.
It's a fair-sized fragment at the size we're talking about.
It comes with a second dialogue, which is a three-hander, which I think... but anyway, we'll see how it goes.
The foremost father that formed you all, the wit and wisdom of his son dear, the lore of the Holy Ghost which I call, to mark the matter to your mind which ye shall hear. My name is Dr. Lucius, a doctor of the law. To you hither I come, thee sooth for to say, questions to assail that be to men unknow. Hearken therefore, good sires, fair are you pray, a doctor of divinity, full wide am I know. Clearly can I answer to questions of doubt, that beeth now on people wonderly so, and moveth them at their maundry when they be on a rout. But what? I know them every one. I doubt never own. Some man may prove, therefore would I, that some man boldly a question would move.
I said I wasn't going to stop until the end of the page, but I think there's a couple of interesting questions here. Morgery, I genuinely don't know what that precisely means. We were both immediately went changing here to here. We both immediately pencils started going.
Yeah.
That was a nice obvious one. So, I think Wonderly So is just I can take the W and the E off. That's just so, isn't it?
Yes.
And the meave sometimes is move, but sometimes I think there is a word that is meave that is a separate word.
Possibly arise.
Slight, yeah, it has a would so, but I think in that case, I think it's more move. A question would move. Some man boldly would move a question, and I think sometimes it varies. But maybe I've just not been bold enough to just change that to move. I'm not too worried about. Sometimes the rhymes work. Yeah. Sometimes they don't. I've just sort of
got them. Sometimes there-ish.
Sometimes I've left them to their own devices. Sometimes I've just gone sod it. I'll modernise it because otherwise we're doomed.
Yeah, I mean, Maugery is something we need to look up. OED yeah. or whatever.
I mean, it might just Maugery. That sounds like a word that we've had. Morga
doesn't ring bells with me.
It's but that's just something I don't know. Anyway, but it sort of does this weird step change. It suddenly changes and goes into a. But what I know them everyone. Something odd happens there.
Yes, I mean, the whole...
It starts off almost... You're talking to the audience. Hi, I'm Dr. Lucidus.
Hi there. Nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Lovely. And then it changes.
Yeah, I mean, the whole pattern changes after
it's
that.
Totally different verse form. It's short lines from long. And it's like, I know everything. Is it a cry of, I know all the answers?
I just wonder, actually, whether there is a potential stage direction at the point the verse form changes is enter dubious.
I would have thought dubious is already in the room.
But, I mean, the first bit is very much to the audience introducing himself.
Yeah, I mean, but it seems to be to say to the audience, does anyone want to challenge me? Question, and then dubious stands up.
That might make sense because effectively the verse form from that, but what?
It's definitely a change in direction. I don't see it's a reason for dubious to have entered though. I don't see the connection. I agree that something happens.
Dubious stands up or please sir.
Yeah, no, but he needs to be invited to do that. Mm. I think that's what those short lines seem to be. It's an invitation for someone.
Yeah, because the verse form from that point on...
Because he's asking a question would move. So is there anyone in the audience who wants to ask a question? Then dubious stands up.
Mm.
It definitely feels like it's a change of pattern. He's gone from going, hello, I'm... This is the thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm one of those radical teachers who gets the audience, the class involved... This has gone from a lecture to a seminar.
Much more fun.
Yes. Shall we go on?
Sure.
Do the what again. So it's like you're saying that to the group.
Right.
Someone come up, talk to me, and change that to move rather than meave. Let's make that official.
Right. But what? I know them every one. I doubt never own. Some man may prove. Therefore would I that some man boldly the question would move.
Hey, God thee safe, Dr. Gent, mine own master, Verimont. I know you by the speech.
Why so, child? What is thy name?
Dubious, sir, all in gain, that ye were wont to teach.
What? Is thy name Dubious?
Ye, sir, forsooth, Iwis.
Dubious is doubtful for to say. This is a quaint name.
Oh God, Tutor did a funny.
Yes.
Dubious is doubtful. Boom, boom.
Teacher's trying to be clever again.
Trying to be funny, it's what's worth. And it's this thing, how do you play the what is thy name dubious? So is that a question of, what, is your name really dubious? Or what? Is it, do I already know you? I'm not sure.
And I think
because obviously we can probably ignore the dubious. Yeah,
and I think your line following that it should be yea, sir, not ye.
Yeah, it's more a yea sound. Yes. It's an affirmative, isn't it? Yea, sir, forsooth, Iwis.
Dubious is doubtful for to say. This is a quaint name.
So I am doubtful in good fate. Thereof I bear the fame.
Dubious, since thou were my clerk, say where they dwellest now.
So I was your pupil, that seems to suggest, but where am I now? So it's like, in the past I was your pupil?
Right.
So is that why I'm saying? Because it's a, since you were my clerk, say where thou dwellest now. So I think we can take the TH off the end. So that's a question, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not stating that as a fact. I have a long speech following this, so right. Let's see whether that gives us a clue.
I mean, one possible one is Lucidus has said he's a doctor of the law, so you could almost be...
Undergraduates?
A barrister pupil relationship.
Yeah, or, you know, it was... You know, you were my tutor when I was younger. Mm. I've gone off and done something else, and this is some open lecture that I happen to have stumbled into.
Except that he wouldn't be taken by surprise by the name.
Well, that's why I was asking, is thy name Dubious? Or, is thy name Dubious? Oh, it's you, I remember you, kind of.
Yeah, spotty little Herbert. Because we can ignore pain in the butt.
We can ignore the punctuation. That may not be... The what is like that comma that's there could be a modern artificial thing. I don't know.
Sorry, whereabouts? Whereabouts is the what?
The what is thy name? Dubious. I don't know if that comma is a.
It makes sense with the. You know, it's surprise.
Yes, but it could be, it could run through it because it could be what is thy name? Dubious. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes commas. In that kind of initial exclamation doesn't help the reading of a line.
I hear what you're saying,
I think we're overthinking this.
Sith is probably since.
Oh, it's since, I think. I don't think I've ever come across it meaning anything else. I think we're going to say that I'm an ex-pupil. I've come to this public lecture and I've put my hand up and said, do you remember me, sir? And you go, yeah. And I reply, with every man on his work, Dubious is full couth. Couth is full couth, yes. With every man on his work, Dubious is full couth. And sooth for to... I've been following, you know, your work. And sooth for to tell, spare I Nell, somewhat I dwell, with religion in cell. In city, town, upland, in sooth, I have dwelled there with kings and lords both, to wit, both quid and queer. And I have made, both on this land, a new courtesy of fond, that when men be beset and are served at their meat, I bring forth quare and quid and serve them therewith. That is to say, why and what, and so each man speaketh of that, so that a burrel sleeve without any man's leave, and bring forth quid and quare, a priest and clerk he will not spare, and move so high such a question, than he confoundeth his reason. And so, through the answer of what and why, both fallen in to heresy.
Own heresy? God forbid! Speak thy words soft.
I think we just need to briefly unpack what's just been said, because the problem here is I need to know what quid and quare means. Because that seems quite important to the overall question of what I've been doing, so I was obviously going into clergy, because an educated person at the time is basically going into the clergy.
Yeah.
Unless you're becoming a lawyer, which, trust me, we're not talking about the law in this piece.
No.
And he's been doing some serving, and he's moved... I'm not really quite sure what this backstory precisely is saying.
Right, well, I'm just wondering... Quid, as in quid pro quo, as in quantum, as in
that
something, and queer.
Yeah, well, that's how possibly. I said it. So you know, big questions here that I need to answer.
I've got a vague recollection that could be something with odd and even.
Bring forth odd and even and pretty well not spare. I think it's about disputing.
Yeah, it's a quibble.
Yeah, it's so when people over dinner, people sometimes argue a lot, and I've been listening to this a lot, and some of the people arguing over dinner have. I'm getting bogged down in the dinner thing. Fallen to heresy. The heresy is the salient point. We're going to now talk about doctrine.
It's arguments over dinner.
Yeah.
Burrell sleeve.
I'm assuming that's a style of sleeve. I'm thinking that's literally that's to denote a class or type of person who's in that room. That's my gut feeling. I don't know. That's a genuine question.
OED could be our friend here.
Yeah, slave. It could be slave. Barrel slave. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's possible
because we're talking about food and drink.
Effectively, what you're saying is that you got. And priest and clerk he will not spare. So it could well be that the Burrell sleeve is actually a person of low status, arguing with the
with other people,
with those who are in
who are educated,
quote, a position of authority and power.
I'm not getting the impression he likes the priest or clerk here, but I think we should say that we are deeply ignorant of what's going on here, and. And we shall move on to the heresy. Can you do your heresy again?
On heresy? God forbid. Speak thy words soft.
Yes, so God me speed openly and oft.
Then it comes through dubious moving?
Yea, sir, that is no leasing. It is mine own craft.
I pray thee, how dost thou in countrymen such questions move?
Sir, I will you tell each word, and ye will give me leave.
Say on, dubious, for thy fay.
So it's like I've overheard all the heresies, and you want to hear what are the people in the country really saying about God? I will, master, without delay, your wit will I prove. The last question is this that I heard moved, Iwis. Sith God made all thing of naught, and he was ere the world were brought, it seemeth before the world's making that he led a solitary living.
Nay. Alone might he not be. Take heed, and thou shalt see. A carpenter that shall make a building, he cast it first in his thinking, and erst than he make his gin, on his cunning cometh each pin. For God, foreknowing had all creatures ere he them made, so they with God in foreknowing, ere than they had outward being, thus God alone might not be. By this example thou mayest see.
Yet a question I ask of thee. Why made God all creatures?
For there should be such thing be that should receive of his goodness.
Sith God made the first man, that men saith was Adam, tell all men free and bond, made God Adam with his hond?
Nay, with his word he made him. Out of the sea slime, that each man, both moor and lass, should think how brutal he is of kind, and how he shall hear hennies pass, as wind or word, and make an end.
Now, brutal, should think how brittle, rather than brutal? I don't know, I genuinely don't know. Just, it's a word that says B-R-O-T-I-L, and I don't know...
Unkend is going to be kind.
Yeah.
So brittle might well work better on there.
I genuinely don't know. It's just, you leapt for brutal, which is just as plausible.
Well, it depends.
Hence pass.
That was the one.
As wind or word. So we're on question number 3. I'm numbering the questions as we're going along.
You numbered 3 as Sith God made the first
man.
Did God make
Adam with his hand? And your response, try that whole response again because it's sea slime. I assumed it was slime.
Yes, I mean that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Nay, with his word he made him out of the sea slime, that every man both more and less. Should think how brittle he is of kind, and how he shall here hence pass, as wind or word, and make an end.
So he didn't make it with his hands, he made him with the word, is your response. See, I hate to point out that we're going to get to a point where we're going to come up with some interesting theology that I think is deeply weird and
questionable in so many ways. So this is quite a weird dialogue that I'm quite interesting. So anyway, question number four. Why made him of so foul a matter?
To shame with Lucifer, that he was made of so foul a thing, should be his overlying, and that man should sit and joy on high, from the which he fill and fly.
Now, is it overling, or as in his the overlord? But it's his overling, so you have an underling. Maybe it's his overling. That's why I didn't update that one. Rather than
I think overling actually makes a certain amount of sense.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's not a usage.
No, we don't. We have underling. We don't have overling anymore. We have an overlord. Now in modern usage. But that's interesting. So you're saying that the reason why man was made of earth was to shame Lucifer. I've never heard that before.
It's an interesting
concept. Okay, I've got another question, which is a can, not a can. Yet another question I can. Whereof made God Eve? Why did God make Eve?
Of Adam's flesh and bone, as we wholly believe.
It's not why, it's of what then? Okay, so that's a different version of wherefore. I assumed wherefore... Whereof is not wherefore, so that's my bad. Whereof made God Eve?
And I think it would be Ken, possibly rather than Can.
Oh, that's why I didn't update it, because I wasn't sure. That's an interesting one where we go with that. I think it probably is Can. Just from where the K's are live elsewhere in the text. But it could be Ken.
The meaning is
I can ask or I can, I understand. Could be either. Anyway, let's try it that way. Yet another question I can. Whereof made God Eve?
Of Adam's flesh and bone, as we wholly believe.
But why was she not made and born of the earth as Adam was afore?
Sir, the skill is this and the point, that they were of one flesh and bone. They should be on every joint, in love and heaven, one and one. And each man also and his wife, since they be one flesh and blood, love should let them from strife, and make them of one will and mode.
Yes, and those oohs must be ones, mustn't they? Yes. That's clearly one. That's fine. And that looked like a them, didn't it? So them rather than hem, which you naturally did. Why, question number seven, why made not God Adam so that he might have do no sin? Well, meseemeth it had be well he do that every man should heaven win.
Sir, God made Adam on such manner that he was free of work and will, and each of his aftercomer to do whether they would, good or ill. So man stood on his free will to choose what he would do, and as his work is good or ill, so must his meed be thereto, that if he would evil forsake, then must goodness his meed acquite, and if he will eat to evil take, his own will he mote it white. That must be own, not
yes,
Owen.
I left it because I think the additional stress might be useful for the line. His own will he mote it white seem to flow better.
Yeah.
There's a couple of spellings I've left that way for that reason, where there's a possibly that extra syllable is pronounced. I could be wrong there. I just leave it.
Well,
as
we're back to the old one of blessed and blessed, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, there seems to be a spelling it thing. Well, that's why I've left the I's in quite a lot instead of E's, because it seems like the I is supposed to be pronounced as id. So the ed. So question number eight. Yet tell here before us all one thing that I shall ask of thee. Sith Adam would in sin fall, why suffered God him tempted be?
God suffered for this intent, that sith Adam would in sin fall, Christ, God's Son, verament, should make us free, that so were thrall. With his death after on the tree, he thought he should by mankind And therefore Adam suffered he to tempted be and fall in sin.
So I stuck with mankin there because it rhymed with sin. But it doesn't matter because I'm not that fussed about some of the rhymes. You know, I have to say, we're four pages in. For all the fact that this is basically just a call and response, it actually has quite a good flow to the dialogue. You know, I feel a sense of character. It's flowing quite nicely.
Yeah.
I was dreading this. I'll be honest. I was genuinely dreading this.
No, I must admit, I'm finding Lucidus is internally consistent. It's relatively orthodox doctrine.
Well, I don't know, there's some odd things
coming out. Well, I did say relatively.
Yes.
But, you know, I must be, you know, naturally pedantic or something in the sense of the teaching.
Mm.
Because I'm actually finding that bit of it relatively straightforward to do.
Mm. And I say I'm finding Dubious quite straightforward in the sense of that earnest, you know. But tell me this.
Yeah. Please,
Nate, he can't be that young because he's been taught and then went off and did other things. So he must be a sort of teenager existed.
Well, yes. I mean, he would be in his, you know, probably post puberty.
Yeah, well,
but only just.
Depending on when they had it, depending on his diet.
Well, right, yes.
It could be a good 2-3 years difference there. Anyway, Napadi. God is right and rightfulness, and would that no wrong were done, that were wrong and all amiss. I'm coming back at you. To suffer Slee, his own son, and namely for man full of sin, to suffer an innocent today and spill, to die and spill. God would no such work begin. He may none do in wrong knee will.
Triple negatives.
He may none do. Well, it's noon done in wrong knee will. I think it must be none do. I think I'm just going to have to do it that way.
Mm.
So I'm... God can never be... God wouldn't do bad things. It's not so much a question, it's a retort. I'm going to go with retort.
Hey, sir... God suffered his son, man, be dead, through charity, love, and that was right, to put away man from the queed, for none othered it do might, and rightful love and reason would, that God's son the fiend should destroy, for other was of no might so bold, that of the fiend might have mastery. And as the fiend had all men slew, through the venom of his envy, so Christ the fiend adown should throw and give man life where he should die.
Now, good sir, gentleman-wise, and this is for proper question again, so I'm going to call that question 9.
It's question 10.
No. He didn't ask a question there. He just said you were wrong.
Well, okay.
So I'm going to make distinctions.
Fine, okay.
Otherwise, it just becomes lots and lots of questions. And I think the dialogue. I'm hoping this dialogue has a little bit more form to it than just call and response all the way. So I'm going to see if there's more disagreement coming up, which there might be. I can't remember. Now, good sir, gentleman-wise, sorry for disagreeing with you. How long was Adam and Eve in paradise?
7 hours they were in paradise. 7 hours and no more. And for an apple of little price, they were put out too.
I'm just going to stop there. So, two things. It has to be moo, because it has to rhyme with two.
Yeah.
But also, they're only in paradise for 7 hours. You're very definite about that. And that's a piece of doctrine I've never heard before. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but it just seems really weirdly specific. Yeah. I understand why it's going to come about, but it's an extension of the 7 days of creation. Yeah. So that's one for future research into where does this notion come from? Because this must be extra biblical from somewhere, or it's in some theological tract that's come about because it's weird and it's delightful. But however, let it go on because this is quite a lengthy... Oh, sorry, it's just a screensaver.
Right, so question 10
I was going to question 9.
Yeah, sorry, question 9 you said.
Now, good sir, gentleman-wise, how long was Adam and Eve in paradise?
7 hours they were in paradise. 7 hours and no moo. And for an apple of little price, they were put out both two. The third hour after Adam's making, Adam gave all beasts their name. The sixth hour, without leasing, was made Eve the first dame. And anon of the apple she ate, and to trespass she began. And though she were put out by the heed, both she and eke Adam.
And I go with ich. So it's one hell of a timetable, isn't it? Eve's only been alive for probably half an hour before she's been the snakes turned up. And then she's got another 30 minutes to hand it to Adam. She's only been alive for... I mean, this is a hell of a timetable. Anyway, just do that last four lines again and then we'll go forward.
The third hour after Adam's making, Adam gave all beasts their name. The sixth hour, without leasing, was made Eve, the first dame. And anon of the apple she ate, and to trespass she began. And though she was put out by the heed, both she and Eke Adam.
Both she and Eke Adam. It still doesn't work, does it?
No, it... I mean, we know...
I think it's supposed to be an Eke rather than an Eke.
Hmm.
Both she and Eke Adam. Adam. Began. I don't know. I don't know. It's always irritated me, that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let us move forward. Why? Why was the apple so worthy that all men, therefore, should dead be? I assume that's dead, isn't it? Deed. a man may have a peak for a... A man may have a peak for a penny. Okay, that's one that... needs to look into. Possibly not. me seemeth it may not so be. So that's, again, not so much a question, more a retort. Retort two.
Well, it starts with a question.
It is sort of a question, but I'm trying to differentiate.
Okay.
You know, this is a response to your reply to a question.
Sure. Nay, not for the apple's worthiness, but for his unbuxomness, that he would of the apple note that God had them both forbode. Therefore, every servant, as I read, should obey his sovereign, and on all goodness to have his meed, and to avoid hell pain.
Lord, sir, what thing is paradise, and what place may it be?
Sir, a place of all delight it is. Hearken, and I will tell on thee. It is a place green and sweet, of spices, trees, and of flowers, without hunger, cold, or heat, without tempest or showers, rivers running, songful sweet, mirth, joy without end, life and health shall ever meet, age and sickness shall thence wend. There is fruit folk with to feed, lusty to meet for all sickness. There is no sorrow, doubt, nor dread. Everlasting life and all goodness.
Now that was a merry place. And I had be there that Adam was, I would not have go then. For he is right a great fool that is in so merry an hole, and holdeth him not therein. But, sire, was Adam sorry for his trespass?
Yea, forsooth, that he was, and for his trespass' sake he would fain amends make.
Now, sith God was full of all goodness, of mercy and grace to men full of sin, and Adam was sorry of his wickedness, why nay had God saved him?
Hearken. Lucifer was put from heaven for no deadly sin that he wrought, but for he thought to be even to God within on his thought. Then since God damned an angel for sin of pride only in thought, he might not be rightful done well, save Adam that sin outwrought.
How may God worshipped be to see his handwork damned so? A man is like God, perdie. How may he suffer him in woe?
Thou movest to question of pity. But hearken, and I will tell thee. A child that were of service fair, and had a father strong and rich, if his father would make him his heir, and in heart loved him much, On case this child would his father spice, his laws, his love, his hests forsake, it must please his father in all wise, his heritage from him take. So who forsaketh God's law?
That must be who, so.
Yes. Thou movest a question of pity. But hearken, and I will tell thee. A child that were of service fair, and had a father strong and rich, if his father would make him his heir.
Yes, yes.
And in heart loved him much. On case this child would his father spice, his law, his love, his hests forsake, it must please his father in all wise, his heritage from him take. So who forsaketh God's law, though he be like God verament, reason will that he be thrall from bliss into torment, and all rightfulness is pleasant to God and all his goodness.
I see well thy meaning. A man must ever God please.
Yea, that is no leasing, or else he shall his heritage lease.
That presumably means lose. Good sire, tell for your honour. Well, I don't know if that's necessarily sire or sir.
I think sir makes more
sense. It makes more sense as sir, doesn't it? Good sir, tell for your honour, how long was Lucifer in heaven?
Forsooth, not foolish an hour, that he be nay fallen then.
Yeah, that's that he nay fall. I think it's just fall. As it's fail or something yeah. like that. It's a bit. I left that because it's a bit tricksy. I pray you, sir, what sin had he doughought? After question 15 of something. Doing well.
None other but that he was proud in thought, thinking to have a better state than God had set him eight.
And I think it's probably at.
Yes.
But it's just got a rhyme with state.
And for that thought, I you tell, that angel was cast to hell, and with him full as many more, as consented to pride also. Therefore let no man be proud, in heart, within nay, in work without.
What? It must be fall, mustn't it?
Yeah.
What, fall they all to hell in fear?
Nay, sir, some dwelleth amongst us here, to prove men in higher leaving, and know what that men will do, if they may from bliss men bring, and carry them to hell woe.
Whereto so? Whereto so? What helpeth it the fiend do so, to bring men to fire and pain? Meseemeth they worketh themself woe, his work may not avail them. Why, what is the fiend the better at ease, that a man is in pain pit, to make sorrow and pain evermore? Meseemeth, it is a lewd wit. He is worthy evil to fare, that loveth to make sorrow and care.
Thus may I answer on this manner. A cause is that he nay would, that man should come to heaven clear, there as he should have be should, for it were to him greater paining than all the pains that he might bear, to see man that was so foul a thing come to bliss where he was heir. And for that were to him more confusion, he ceaseth never from temptation. Another reason is this, for he is the porter of hell, and tormenteth souls iwis, that for sin there doth dwell, as right will, as I read, that wickedness will have a wicked meed. And so, for voiding of his shame, and for to do his office aright, he bringeth ever man in blame, with all his power, day and night. Now, I come never in no place, that me be happed no such grace, that such a boy, so young a thing, put to me such opposing.
It's quite good there's a page break at that point, because
there's
you've answered the question. And the thing is, that was a I've sort of question marked whether that's why I've asked you a question, whether that's technically a retort, because I think it is a retort rather than a proper question I ask you there. Again, I'm cross questioning you, and you don't like that, do you?
I think that there's almost
this has never happened to me before.
There's almost a question of teachers getting bored with this dispute.
Well, no, it's not that you're getting bored.
Bored with one person.
Well, yeah, one person, but also someone who's answering back and saying, "Are you sure? I'm not sure that's right, sir." And you're just going, "Yes, I am right. I am the teacher. Look at me. I'm wearing the clothes and everything." And it's the thing is, how dare a young lad like this answer back? And you're about to give me a name. I've actually got a name.
No.
Well, I'm going to give you a name.
No, you're giving me a name.
Right. Oh, yes. And it's not, I don't think we're talking about St. Peter or anything.
No.
Okay. Oh, unless it's Pater.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it'd be Pater, wouldn't it? Pater, thou madest right now boasting, and saidest thou wouldst answer to all thing. Yeah. Thou shalt know that thou comest hither to wrath, here to answer or to oppose. For thou shalt find a child of Bath to cast a question at thy nose. And I thank God I find thee here.
Why so, Bucire?
Yeah, no, it must be... I assume again that's sir rather than sire. Oh, no, does it need to rhyme with here? Yeah, it probably needs to rhyme with here, doesn't it? I don't know what bew is.
Is it a corruption of bow?
Could be bow. Because the E could be an O.
You read as, why so, good sir?
Yeah, Boo, sir. Yeah, okay, let's go with that for the moment, unless I can find a gloss that tells me what's going on there. So that suggests sarcasm. Why so, Boo, sir?
Yeah, get you.
Boo, sir.
Why so, Boo, sir?
Tell why I can, for thou art the same man, for thou taughtest me few year. I know him by the great hood. He would me beat as he would... This is to the audience, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know him. I know him by the hood. He would me beat as he were wood, and make my buttocks sore. But here thou mayest me not a wretch. With sputing I will myself a wretch. I have ordained all therefore.
Sir, I did but as reason is. I beat thee, for thou wert dubious. Between earnest and game.
Marry, meseemeth thou didst amiss, for every clerk is dubious. I could the gods grain.
Ah, sir, I come not hither for to chide.
I don't know if that is could, by the way. Cowed? I cowed thee? I don't know. It could be thee, the. That line is, I'm really not sure. The grain? I'm not sure. Even is that game or is that... Gram? I genuinely don't know how that one works. I mean, it's nice. We've suddenly gone from question, answer, to me getting more irritated with you and answering back, you getting irritated with me, and then we have this sort of student-pupil argument on this page. So page 9 I'm having fun with. This is good.
Yes.
I'll give you the run-in and I'll play around the could game, Graham line. Marry, meseemeth thou didst amiss, for every clerk is dubious. I could the gods, Graham.
Sir, I come not hither for to chide.
No, thou hast moved a good board. I will thee shame of thy word, and thou wilt abide.
Why? What canst thou say?
Setting me up here. I will ask a question without delay to reprove thy pride. And I don't know whether this line in Latin is to be said or whether that's a note. My Google Translate I have vaguely done. Proprio filio suo non pepersit Deus, sed pro nobis omnibus traditit ilium, or ilum. God would that his son Jesus for man dead should be, then I would wit what did Judas amiss that him betray would. So I've got to a question. This is questioning version two. So I'm asking question set two. I'm going to call this. So I'm going to return.
And we've suddenly leapt from the very beginning of the Old Testament
to the New Testament,
and well into the New Testament.
Yes, well to the end. So I'm going to call this question set two, 2-1. The numbers were getting a bit high. So I'll try that again because I mangled that.
You ran out of fingers and toes.
I mangled that miserably. Okay. God would that his son Jesus for man dead be should. Then I would wit, what did Judas amiss that him betray would? For sith God would that he should be dead, and Judas did the same, it seemeth they wrought by one reed. And Judas was not to blame, and therefore may no man spill that fulfilleth God's will.
Yeah, I think
the bones out of that. It's a really good question.
I think to keep the scheme, you've got to use deed rather than dead.
Oh yes, the rhyming.
To get the rhyming with reed.
Deed and reed. It should be deed, but again, it's more an accent question than it is a.
Yeah.
You know, if we did it Scottish, then it would work perfectly.
But it's the it's the Lowland.
Yeah.
Scots deed.
By all read, should be deed. I can't do a Scottish accent. I am actually half Scottish. I cannot do a Scottish accent. It is deeply shaming. Anyway. So that's question 2-1. Your reply. It's a very good question as well. I think it is a hot topic in theology.
Nay, God's works and Judas beeth not like in one case. For God took his son, man to save, for charity and love on all wise, and Judith him sold silver to have, only for false covet eyes.
He did it for the wrong reasons. If he was working God's plan, it'd be fine. I'm wondering if the ooh here and the ooh previously is rather any rather than one.
Yes, I think that's possible.
I think that is any, by any read, because one didn't work at all. It felt false.
Right.
So any, we better go back and double check that the one earlier wasn't any, but I don't think it was. It felt very right to be one earlier. Anyway,
I think your one in the it seemed they should be wrought by one deed, one reed, makes sense, but I think any makes more sense in the response.
So there's a question mark there about usage.
Nay,
okay, you finish your argument with a bit of Latin because it could be just a manuscript thing, but I would have thought it would be more consistent in the manuscript. They do have these little aside
Google
references.
Translate has come up with a beaut on here.
It's come up with some really...
I'll go with the Latin first off. Nay, God's works and Judas beeth not like in any case. For God took his son, man to save, for charity and love on all wise, and Judith him sold silver to have, only for false covetise. Pater filium cariate, Judas cupidite, filium dei tradit, hec doctor subtilis, et magister sinasarium.
Yes.
Which is translated
the
as...
The Google translation I left in because it's just so bad.
The son of the love of the father, and Judah the desire to son of beans, the subtle doctor and master of the sentences. I'm not sure what
the desire to son of beans.
I don't know what Google Translate have been smoking, but can I have some, please?
Yes, it's a good gloss, isn't it? I mean, it's following, broadly speaking, what you've just said anyway. So it's you're just doing it Latin-y. To make you sound better, which is what I sort of did, I think, earlier. So, anyway. Yet, answer once to me, here openly and anon. 2-2. Why was his cross made of tree, more than of iron and of stone?
Ah, well, thou man.
What? So, why would you build a cross out of stone?
Hey, well, mayest thou hote dubious. This was the case. Cause I tell thee, for all the sorrow and all the rake, first to man of a tree, when Adam would the apple take. Therefore God died upon a tree, and through a tree amends would make. And this is the skill, pardee. why the cross of tree was shape. Articque in lingo viscerat in ligno, quoque vincerentum per crustum dominum nostrum.
So again, the problem with this question, the question I ask is stupid. It is there designed for your response. You need to make the point that it's a symbolic thing of man fell from a tree, therefore one gets nailed to a tree, and that solves everything. Mm. And therefore, to retrofit this answer, I have to ask a stupid question.
Mm.
So, okay, that's the Doylean reason for why that happened. Anyway, question, I think, number three. Let's see. When bought Christ the souls of man, sith the fiend them had in ward, to whom paid Christ his ransom? This astonieth is how it's spelled.
Hmm. Astonished, I think, works best.
Okay, anyway, so who did Christ pay his ransom to?
Forsooth, to the Father of Heaven. He shed his blood full leaf and dear for the souls on hell beneath, to have them out of hell power. For that japer Lucifer has not but his jailer to torment them oft, and the souls each one, they were prisoners on and on to God that sitteth on loft, hec magister sentisarium.
Yes, it's to on hell beneathen. You just said beneath. It's the beneathen to rhyme with heaven.
Oh God, yeah.
I we don't need to go over it again, but I quite like. I pray thee, sir. Yet tell me this. Was Christ's death to his Father so precious that it might all men quite?
The worthiness of Christ's death, no man that hath breath may it tell or write.
How? Example, let me see.
Then take good heed and hearken to me. A God stood now thee before that made all this world of naught, and thou knew it in thine heart more than it were he that all hath wrought. Than if one should say to thee, slay this man here the before.
So it must be thee before, sorry.
Yes.
Or else saw on the next line.
Just
start the quotation again.
Then take good heed and hearken to me, and God stood now thee before, that made all this world of naught, and thou knew it in thy heart more than it were he that all hath wrought. Than if one should say to thee, slay this man here thee before, or else saw, pardee, all this world shall be law. Wouldst thou that Christ slay, and thou knewest that he were that?
So that must be then. So it's a question. If you were told you have to kill this man to save the whole world, would you kill Christ then? That's the question you're positing to me.
Yeah.
So it's the thing. If you could go back in time and in a nastier example, if you could go back in time and kill Hitler when he was a baby, would you do it? Because you'd just be killing a baby. Whereas this is the nicer version, sort of. But anyway, would you kill Christ? You were asking me. So counter question.
Yes, the power balance has changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's become a battle of wits. It started off as, ask me any question, I'll answer, because I'm great. And now it's gone to...
a full... the lawyers call mooting.
Yeah, it's a revenge question coming back. Would you kill Christ? Oh, Christ forbid it me that any man should do that.
Tell me why, and why they noldest him slay.
For Christ's life is more worthy than a thousand worlds, maybe. For of him cometh life and love. Is that living or loving? I'm going to go with living.
Living, I
for
think.
Of him cometh life and living, and each thing hath his being.
Forsooth, then, as precious was his dying. That was all man's beginning.
Yet thou shalt be opposed any more. Why would Christ be abhorred more of a maid? So I'm trying to turn the questioning round, and it's a bit of a tricksy one, because I'm making some editorial changes as I'm saying this. Let's try that again. Yet thou shalt be opposed anymore. So I've had enough, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, thou shalt be opposed anymore. Why would Christ be a bore more of a maid than of another woman?
If I were pride, thereto answer I can. On four manners, why God maketh man.
I think it's prayed rather than pride. If I was, you know, if you pray, I think.
Hmm.
It's slightly more, you know, pray answer my question, yes. Please. If you ask to be nicely.
yes.
Because there's a certain... I basically lost a bit of the argument of going, well, I wouldn't kill Christ, but then you're going, well, it's for the greater good. And you're going, oh, damn, you caught me with logic.
Hmm. If I were prayed, thereto answer I can. On four manners why God maketh man. First of the earth, as God made Adam. The second manner of man alone. And so of Eve, Adam come Eve. The third manner of man's moan, as when women give him leave. The fourth manner God would man make, of clean maid without an oar, as when he did manhood take, and from man a maid was bore.
Now that him, is that a them or a him?
I think it's probably him.
Mm, I thought it was more a him than a them. It's so far consistently been them.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why I didn't change it. Because I wasn't sure. Anyway, there's
again, some interesting theology.
There's some interesting questions there. I can't think we should try and dig into it. Let's see what I respond. Yea, though thou be fell and sly, yet shalt thou not escape so, for yet thou tellest me not why Christ would be born so. You haven't answered my question. Why was Christ born so?
Ah, doubtful, dubious.
Point of order.
The cause, therefore, is this. The first maid that ever was Eve, Adam's wife. She wrought the first trespass, and made all our woe and strife. And as through a maid death come in, and all men were law, Christ so would be Mary Virgin, all the world restore. That should be by.
Yes, by, should by, yes. Now, in good faith, Lucidus, I hoped when I came hither, Lewis, and yet I think for to assay, to have do the shame.
Do on, I thee pray. Begin on God's name.
Is that same rather than shame? I think the SH is do the same. To have do the same rather than shame.
Yes, I think it probably is the same.
Mm. Now, in good faith, Lucidus, I hoped when I came hither of this... I'm going to change that to came. And yet I think for to assay, to have do the same.
Do on, I thee pray. Begin on God's name.
By the rood, and I will begin. Sith Christ was without sin, I would wit why that he would take death aught. Meseemeth it helpeth him naught. Neither grace he had thereby, for he was full of grace enough.
Ah, dubious, many questions hast thou, that both subtle and sly. For his need aright naught, but for three causes it was wrought. That I will here show ye. For water hath properties three, and what they beeth, I tell them thee. It maketh things clean, that is the first. The second is well seen, that it quenches a man's thirst. It cleanseth an image that is foul.
That knoweth every fool, that's obvious.
Sir, suffer me speak my lust, so the grace of the Holy Ghost. When a child takes his baptism, it cleanseth his souls most. Sorry. That baptism.
Yes,
yeah,
so it's baptem because it's got to rhyme with him, I think. So it's that's why it's left as baptem.
Sir, suffer me speak my lust. So by the grace of the Holy Ghost, when a child takes his baptism, it cleanseth his sin most that of birth come to him. The first of soul within, it quencheth it with God's word. The image of God defiled with sin, it cleanseth it both end and ord.
Yet a question to thine heed. How long lay Christ deed that I would thou toldest me? Oh, so we're back to another question. It's like, yeah, okay, underline that. You won the point. Actually, rather than counting the questions, we should count the points scored, really, because that whole exchange has been, I say, I'm going to ask my question, you answer it. And I go, no, point of order, I think you're wrong. You haven't answered the question properly. And then you do. And then I say, no, you're wrong. Here's my answer. And then you come back and give a better answer. I just go, pleh.
And you've got an interesting one with it. If you're going into the scoring, are you going tennis type scoring? Are you doing table tennis where it can only be gained by one side, the side you serve?
Yes, exactly. Anyway, we are rattling towards a conclusion. I'll give you the question again.
Right.
Yet a question to thine heed. How long lay Christ's deed that I would thou toldest me?
To speak so angrily it is no need, for I speak easily, pardee. Sir, 40 hours, no more.
Good sir, what betokeneth thou?
On 40 hours before St. 10, that betokeneth the commandment. The four parts of the world are due to them. It meaneth none other in this intent than the four parts of the world about should to the 10 hests allowed.
Yet thou shalt be once awaked. Was Christ laid in his tomb all naked?
Yea, sir, that he was.
Yeah, then I would I wit in this case. How come he to clothes so soon?
Sir, he is almighty and ever was, and the air he turned anon into clothes through his might, that many men them did see. And when he stied to heaven bright, then turned it to air again.
Wow. I mean, it's lovely. They're really going to the logistical details of the resurrection happened. You're like, right, he was just buried in a winding sheet. Did he go naked? Oh, no, he's magical. He can just make up clothes. Oh, thing turbleth much my thought. How old was Christ that he taught?
Sir, 30 year old. Christ than he would teach. To teach that no man should be bold within that age for to preach.
Of preaching I would somewhat hear, as prelates and priests should preach. But it set my heart on fire, for they do not as they teach. Oh, criticism of the clergy there. But, sir, what meed shall such crave?
Sir, thereto an answer thou shalt have. He that word preacheth well, and doth evil himself, he is like a bright candle, that lighteth to men, and wasteth himself.
So we got a question of whether he that won any word? Question the ooh.
Yeah, I think it must be any.
Well, one doesn't really
I left it out on the basis that I felt it would work without it. But, sir, thereto an answer thou shalt have. He that any word preacheth well, and doth evil himself, he is like a bright candle, that lighteth to men, and wasteth himself. And some nother loweth well, nother also teacheth well, nother be words, nother be work, they be like hell smoke, that strangleth man's sight and throat, and bringeth men into hell dark.
Lord, one thing fain I would wit, such sith good and evil doth mass sing, whether the sacrament made of such be as good on all thing as of them that liveth well.
Yea, forsooth, every deal, as good it is of him that is naught, as of a priest that is aught. For no priest's goodness, no priest wickedness, may it appear, nay amend.
So, is that saying it doesn't really matter if the clergyman's at fault, so long as you're believing it's okay, or is it the opposite?
I think we're almost back to John Bull and the hedge priests, and the concept, a very early form almost of Protestantism, way before time, of... in a sincere man,
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the clergy... Because we're talking about abuses of the clergy here, aren't we? We're talking about if the priest's a bit rubbish, does that harm the flock?
You know.
And I think what you're saying is, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as he's doing the form and you're following that, that's sort of okay.
Yeah.
Tell me that to the end.
Take heed to
me. You haven't finished a point. Finish a point.
Take heed to me, and be example thou shalt see. And the sun shine full clear upon a dunghill or a gonge, or upon as fair a thing here as any man may tell with tongue. Nother the gongest foulness, nother the thing's fairness. Nay, may the same appear, nay, amend.
Oh, this is sooth, sir, verimont.
Nay, more may a priest goodness, nother the priest wickedness, do to the sacrament.
So it's just continuing the thought.
Yeah.
Finishing the thought, and it's amen, brother, amen. In and you've basically turned me round. I'm now listening. You know, you've won me round. So any ill feeling seems to have evaporated as we rattle towards conclusion.
We've had thesis and antithesis. Now we get synthesis.
Exactly. So, yea, yea, I would that thou wouldest tell me than sif the, then since the sacrament is so good and is Christ's flesh and blood, and in no wise it may evil be, how may so good a thing be cause of a man's damning? That I pray thee tell me, for I have heard say oftentimes that a man of evil live is damned if he it take.
Yea, that is not for the sacrament's sake. Bonum non solum participante praudis set eciam obesit si contra interdictum ab eo excipitur in quo non debet.
Oh, thou prattlest Latin fast. Marry, I trow, thou be aghast, or else thou canst not to at last, I trow, answer hereto. I.e., you can't just say some Latin at me and think that's good enough. Come on, come on, do the work.
Ah, sir, ye be hasty two and two. Sir, through all paradise wide and broad, all the fruit was right good, and profitable to man enough. But when Adam thereof took, against God's forbode, for his inobedience himself slow, so that he is in sin wrapped, he is to God inobedient, then shall he be damned for that. When he receiveth the sacrament, good dubious, good brother, by example, know that other.
If a priest be of evil living that hath cure and souls to keep, shall men be to him obeying? Obeisancing?
Yes, I think.
Something like. That it's a bit of it's a strange word, ladies and gentlemen. But I think obeisancing, obeying, it might just be obeying, and the sh is just a I'll do the whole thing again. If a priest be of evil living that have cure and souls to keep, shall men be to him obeying? That would I fain weet,
although they be of naught leaving and their haste by God's law. Thou shalt obey to their saying, and not only to them of a straw, but to God that sitteth above, thou shalt obey with heart and love.
And we have another bit of Latin, which I don't know if said or not, but good luck.
Super cathedrum moise sederunt scribe Pharisee, omnia ego quaequum dixeret verbis facite, dicunt enim bonum supple eciam non faciunt. Magis obere Deo quam hobinus.
So, and it's the Google Translate seems relatively cogent here. Scribes and Pharisees said to Modis, all whatever they tell you to do, and they said that it will also add, do not do it, to obey God rather than man. So it's that God and man question mark thing.
Yeah.
Who do you obey? I'm assuming you do say that. That doesn't feel like it's...
Yeah, it's...
Is this thing is this Latin stuff dialogue or not? I think it is. I think we have established that is dialogue.
Unless it's Deus ex machina.
I think we'd be a bit lost if God suddenly started talking from above. Anyway, final question as far as the text goes that we have. But yet answer once to me, and a priest be bound with sin, how should he assail me or the... Ah, now, I changed that from a soil, and I think it is a soil. How would he assoil me? How, definitely a meaning. Okay, let's try that again. But yet answer once to me, and a priest be bound with sin, and the and there is effectively an if, and a priest be bound with sin, how should he assoil me or thee when he is deeper than we therein? For, and I were bound fast and close that I might not move in no behalf, how should I make another man lose that were as fast as I myself?
Sir, every priest that hath cure, none untake whate'er he may he be, and he stand not in open censure, that standeth it thus, as I tell thee. And it be proved, Iwis, be he never so cursed a wretch, not open, but all privy, he may assoil by the office of the church, and Christ him saileth not he.
I think that's probably prove rather than privy. Not open, but all prove.
Yeah. Sir, every priest that hath cure, none untake whate'er he be, and he stand not in open censure, then standeth it thus, as I tell thee, and it be proved, Iwis, that be he never so curst a wretch, not open, but all prove, that he may assail by the office of the church, and Christ him saileth not he.
And Christ him saileth, and not he. Assaileth, assoileth, again, that's soil. Mm. I think that was probably soil originally. And Christ him soileth, not him, and Christ can take it.
Mm. It's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the final bit of Latin. Anonym ipse Christus pire aurum officium legat esolit. Hec lucidars ed lumen lecorum.
And that's... That's it.
That's all, folks.
That's all we've got. And that doesn't feel like an ending.
No,
it doesn't feel like there's necessarily a lot more to go, but it doesn't.
There's maybe a page.
Yeah, there's just a wrapping up.
Yeah.
Because their relationship hasn't been formally ended.
No, but there's been an interesting evolution because...
Yeah, there's a development, and that's sort of a shame because we did the first... I think it was 16 questions and before the big argument, and then we had another 13 questions. So it feels like there's a good form. So there could be another third where there's a bit more back and forth, where I don't know, or whether I don't know where the relationship is going.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find where it came in the line. Yes, bottom of page 15, where Lucidus suddenly puts in this good dubious good brother.
Mm.
So what you've got is you've got a change in the relationship because up to that point it's been
child,
teacher and student.
And at
that point, Lucidius is almost getting to the point
saying, you're disputing well enough to be considered an equal. Which I'm not sure the piece quite justifies.
But
there's a relationship.
There's an evolving...
I mean, yeah.
You've made your point well, Sunshine.